Yo, happy Tuesday. Mr. Ryan Worley checking in with you guys. To all my authentic smile listeners and the blessed people in the world, how you guys doing today? I hope today has been a great one thus far. Hope you guys been spreading peace, love, and positivity. Today's topic that I want to discuss, I won't keep you guys long. I think that's becoming a norm for me. I've been doing really well with giving you guys the meat of what I want to talk about right away. However, today's topic, like I said, I won't keep you long. It's all about complaining and excuses, right? Stop complaining and making excuses for things that you can't control. And start holding yourself accountable for the things you can control. And without further ado, we'll jump right into that. So, stop complaining and making excuses for things you can't control. And start taking pride in the things that you can control and the outcomes of that. The first part of what I want to talk about is stop complaining. Here we go. Everyone out there, for all my listening ears, have been around someone who complains sometime, all the time, or every single freaking moment of the day. Every day. Or you've probably been the complainer at some point in your life. I know I have. I have to be honest about that. I used to complain about things that I can't control all the time. And I guess that was the perfectionist mindset that I walk around with. Half the things or most of the things in life every day that we go through as human beings, we cannot control. However, there are things that we can control, like the effort that we give every single day to be a better person. The effort that we give in speaking nicer to people. The effort that we give with smiling more, laughing more, instead of frowning, right? The effort that we can give to spreading love to people, spreading peace to people, encouraging others, right? Speaking peace and positivity in our world or someone else's world. These are all things that we can control. Very seldomly do we understand the importance of the tone that can set for our life, right? Especially when you're talking about positive change and a peaceful life and a longevity of just positive energy around you, right? Complaining sucks the life out of the room or the environment or the atmosphere or your relationship or your friendship or your anything. It totally can set the tone in ways that most of us don't realize that it can. So, the only tip that I can give for this part of the topic today is this. Less complaining, more finding solutions for the things that you may want to complain about. I'll say it again. Less complaining, more finding solutions for the things that you may want to complain about. So, stop complaining and making excuses for things you can't control and start taking pride in the things that you can control and the outcomes of that. The first part of what I want to talk about is stop complaining. Here we go. Everyone out there, for all my listening ears, have been around someone who complains sometime, all the time, or every single freaking moment of the day. Every day. Or you've probably been the complainer at some point in your life. I know I have. I have to be honest about that. I used to complain about things that I can't control all the time. And I guess that was the perfectionist mindset that I walk around with. Half the things or most of the things in life every day that we go through as human beings, we cannot control. However, there are things that we can control, like the effort that we give every single day to be a better person, the effort that we give in speaking nicer to people, the effort that we give with smiling more, laughing more instead of frowning, right? The effort that we can give to spreading love to people, spreading peace to people, encouraging others, right? Speaking peace and positivity in our world or someone else's world. These are all things that we can control. Very seldomly do we understand the importance of the tone that that can set for our life, right? Especially when you're talking about positive change and a peaceful life and a longevity of just positive energy around you, right? Complaining sucks the life out of the room or the environment or the atmosphere or your relationship or your friendship or your anything. It totally can set the tone in ways that most of us don't realize that it can. So, the only tip that I can give for this part of the topic today is this. Less complaining, more finding solutions for the things that you may want to complain about. I'll say it again. Less complaining, more finding solutions for the things that you may want to complain about. So for the second part of today's topic is this. Stop making excuses about the things you can't control. You may think that complaining about things and making excuses is the same thing. In my perspective, personally, I don't believe that. I believe they're two different things. A person who complains all the time about things they can't control is this. Oh my gosh, woe is me. Oh my gosh, I don't like this. Oh my gosh, I don't like that. Oh my gosh, I don't like this person. Oh my gosh, I don't want to go to work today. That's complaining. Making excuses, i.e. is this. I don't feel like working today, so I'm going to call my boss and say, I'm sick. When you know you just took 10 vitamin C yesterday. Or you eat well and you know you ain't got no cough or no scratch in your throat or your stomach don't hurt or you're not sniffling or no headaches. No, you know, no symptoms of sickness at all. That's making excuses. Why? Because you don't want to go to work that day. So you'll turn your complaining into an excuse. And now you have this whole tone set for your day or for that moment. The reason why I say stop making excuses for things you can't control is because it correlates with complaining. Now you got a double whammy. If you're a complainer and you make excuses, now you got all the time in the world to start thinking all these crazy thoughts, all these negative thoughts about what's not right. I'm not feeling good. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like them. I don't like her. I don't like him. All these negative connotations about any and everything that really just don't matter. That really just doesn't matter, right? So the way that we fix this is focus on taking more pride in the things that we can control. I.e., I just said it in the first part of today's episode, right? We can wake up and thank God for our day. We can wake up and say a prayer. We can wake up and brush our teeth and wash our face, shower and get dressed and hug and kiss our family goodbye for the day and tell them you love them. You can control all these things. That's called great energy. That's called peaceful energy. That's called encouraging your family, your friends. That's called being positive, right? And you can control that because these are all things that you actually can do. You can actually act upon these things and these feelings that you may have. But if you're too busy complaining or waking up like, oh man, I'm tired, or da da da. You start your day with this kind of energy, it's gonna trickle down into the whole day, and it's gonna ruin your day. And a lot of the time, people who think like this, or who allow this to control their life, their being, more than it doesn't, they automatically believe that when one thing wrong happens in a day, their whole day is ruined. See, me, I don't think that way. I hope that what I'm saying today sparks the interest of the listening ear to challenge themselves to literally start taking pride in not thinking that way. If something bad happens in a day, so what? So what? Go through your emotions, go through your complaining and your excuse making, and then snap out of it. That's as best as I can put it. Snap out of it. And the way you can snap out of it is there's all kind of things you can do. For some people, call that girlfriend or your partner up that you can probably talk to or vent to. But don't call them and then take out your energy or your tone out on them because you're having a bad day, a bad moment, right? That's not effective. That's actually poor communication, especially if the person is listening, is being a listening ear for you who is not feeling great at the moment. When we do this, guys, it totally can help our change our mood and change our days. You know what I mean? It's all about, you know, I'm not saying don't go through the emotions. Go through the emotions, do all what you need to do to get through these certain things, and then clear it. Clear it and move on. Because life goes on, time goes on, day goes on. Realistically speaking, we can control our tone of voice. We can control what we say to people. We can control whether or not we're going to smile or frown. We can control a lot of the things that we don't think we can control every single day. But if we don't take a step back from complaining and making these excuses, you're just gonna build this toxic energy for your world, you know, and there won't be any consistency in changing yourself, if you will. Because let's face it, it's all a habit, you know, it's all habits. We're a creature of habits, we're humans. So if you've been complaining all your life, then it's going to be very difficult for you to stop complaining. If you've been making excuses and lying all your life, it's going to be some work to stop lying and making excuses, right? But hey, if you've been positive for a period of time and you're smiling a lot and you're spreading peace, love, and positivity, once you get on that side of the fence, once you've done that for some time, that becomes contagious, right? And it'll be so easy for you to point out the toxic energy and the bad energy from complainers and people who make excuses. I'm gonna tell you this, people who walk around positive and optimistic and you know, your glass is half full all the time, and you feel like things will get better, and you actually utter those words sometime to people or to yourself, like, it'll get better. You know, the day's going to get better. The relationship's going to get better. The game's going to go by, get better. You know, work is going to get better. Everything's going to get better. Once you walk around with that attitude, you have to literally know when to shut down those encounters with the people who are complaining and making excuses. In conclusion, message to all my complainers and people who make excuses more than not. Stop it. Figure something else to say. Figure something else to do instead of complain. Figure something else to release that frustration about whatever it is that you're complaining about. Because like I said earlier, it will suck the energy out of your day. And it will allow you to keep hitting a roadblock. In terms of emotional roadblock, I'll say that, right? For all my people, we're all emotional. We're human beings. We're emotional creatures. We have freedom of speech. We live in America, right? We all have opinions, whether they're biased or not. These are all things that can control our day, our life, our moments. And as people who are practicing positivity and peace and love and spreading love and spreading positive energy and optimism, we cannot allow complaining and making excuses to run our life. With that being said, thank you guys for tuning in once again to Authentic Smile. Very much appreciated. I love you guys for that. You guys have an amazing day. Please excuse the motorcycle crew that just drove past me. However, you guys have a beautiful night. Stay blessed. Keep spreading that peace, love, and positivity. I will tap in with you guys tomorrow. Don't forget to pray first. Authentic Smile out.